close friends. It is 10:27 a.m. January 15th, 2018. Fantastic. What a year, dude. What a year 2018 was, man. Yeah. Hopefully. I think I don't know what I was going to talk about, but just saying the word 2018 made me think of like plans, plans that haven't been planned yet for 2018. We're halfway through the first month, and this is most likely going to be. Sorry, should crack my neck. This is most likely going to be the year that I start doing stuff career wise. But haven't planned anything yet. Just kind of like working and playing video games and streaming, and that's it. Ugh, fuck. My stomach's turning right now for whatever reason. Don't know if I'm gonna be laying down here for like a full 40, 45, because honestly, my stomach is just like fucking upside down. Had such a bad headache last night, too. But yeah. So 2018. The fuck gonna do? I don't know. I have, and like these could change it any. I don't know, dude. What am I gonna do? Anyways, these could change at any moment, this year. But I think this is the year that I have to start doing stuff. This is kind of boring. This is just kind of me talking, dude. This isn't even for anybody. That's the best part. Like I'm going to re-listen to this. You know what I mean? Like. I did with the last one. As soon as I was done, I put in my headphones and I just started listening. And when I was talking about certain things about myself, like the personality thing, or that the thing with the girl, like you kind of figured some stuff out, dude. Like the thing with the girl, don't feel bad about it anymore. Like not even no residual, nothing like that. I think it's just because I talked about it, or just because that's naturally how things go. But yeah. So this is just for fucking me. If you don't like it. Yeah, kissing, dude. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Ooh. Dude, dead ass. I have so much mucus in my throat, it's disgusting. And hate it so much. There's two medical procedures. Let me explain to you what's going on to myself. I have a deviated septum, right? You have a deviated septum, your nose is going to be clogged all the time. Forever. Because of the way your nasal passage is, there is no proper channel for your mucus in your nose. Now, because of this, I swallow. I have, like this not the mucus of we'll call it mucus just because it's I like that word better. Now the mucus goes instead of going out and having a runny nose, it goes down the throat, right? Now, on top of that, now that wouldn't be a problem. Just be fucking swallowing snot all day, whatever the case may be. Fantastic. The problem is I have like the longest fucking uvula in the world. It's about 3 feet long. And that 3 feet long uvula catches onto the mucus. Then I have to cough. Like that. And then that you actually this is making me want to throw up. But then that uvula, gets through from my mouth. I feel like I want to throw up because it feels like I'm sticking a finger in the back of my throat. So I need two procedures. Need to fix my deviated septum. Need to cut my fucking uvula off. Literally, I need to cut it off. There's a procedure for it. It's insane. But yeah, dude. I mean, whatever, bro. Just my stomach is just upside down. I'm always sick in the morning. I don't know what that is. This one time, I came into my photography class late. It's my first period in high school. And then, so I mean, I'd always come in late because I was just a bad student. I got placed in all the AP classes, but like, I mean, I'm not a bad student in that regard, but like, I'm a bad student in like, I'm a bad student in the fact that I just didn't do any of the work and got just slowly started getting put into like shittier classes. But regardless, I was a bad student in that regard, so I'd always come in the first period late. And then one time, the teacher, I come in late, and I go, "Sorry, Mr. Gibbons." He's like, "What do you got? You got morning sickness, Dylan?" Completely unbeknownst to me, that's something at the time. That's something that pregnant people go through, pregnant girls. I said, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh yeah." Everyone started laughing, and I was like, "What?" And then one of the girls was like, "Dylan, that means that you're pregnant." "Oh, the heck!" Oh. And I was like, "What? No, I'm not pregnant." Everyone's cracking up. This wasn't a bad memory. I'm just fucking sick right now. No joke. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. It's crazy. And it's not because I feel sick, and it's. I don't even think it's because I'm malnourished. Like, I'm just fucking feel like this every single morning. And maybe I should probably figure that out because I might be really sick. I applied for healthcare though, like just recently, so I should get free healthcare. I'm just gonna be like a full checkup. Like, whenever I can, even have to take fucking time off of work, just go full, please, full checkup. Thank you. You know what I mean? Because fucking poop and pain, whatever the case may be. I don't know. I might be dying. Like, I might be dying for real. Like, just with a tumor or something. I went like if okay so like if I went to the doctor and they went, "Hey, by the way, tumor," I'd be like, "Yeah, you know, because it just makes sense." Like, I'm trying to think where the tumor would be. Probably my torso, like my stomach area. I'd probably just have a tumor somewhere on my kidneys or. On one kidney. And like, but I mean, if he said it was terminal, then I'd be like, "Oh, what?" But if he's like, "Yeah, you happen to have a tumor, I'm glad you caught it," I'd be like, "Yeah, I know, I probably had it, you know?" I feel like you have to, I feel like maybe you just, I feel like if you had terminal cancer. Sorry, the thing paused on me, but I was just saying, like, if I think if you had terminal cancer, you'd know. I don't know why you'd know. But like, don't know. I think people that are pretty aware of their bodies kind of know that kind of thing. Like, they could probably feel the tumor. Like, my friend Anthony, he's like, yo, when I think when he's, I don't know what he was talking about. He's just like, it's like, yeah, when I eat something like greasy or whatever, like I could feel like the shit in my veins, like I could feel like the malnourishment in my veins. Shut the fuck up, Anthony, bitch. But yeah, I think people that are hyper aware of their body, they would know. And I think I'm pretty hyper aware of my body. But I also don't care. Like, there'll be stuff that's happening to my body, and like I just fucking don't care. Like cuts that are bound to get infected if I don't cover them up, just don't fucking care. Like my hands, when I used to work at my packaging and shipping job, I mean, you're lifting shit, you're tossing shit. Fuck, you're squatting, you're picking up. And all this is happening on a conveyor belt, so like you're bound to get a hand stuck or cut by some means. And yeah, I mean, I've fucked my hand up a couple times and just didn't care for it. Now I have scars. Not that I mind the scars, I think they're actually kind of cool, but I'm just saying, just like don't fucking care. Just let's have a fucking open cut for, 2 weeks straight. Let's not wash it at home. You know what I mean? Just stupid shit. Just don't care for it. Try not to cough so much, but it's kind of hard. I have to focus on it. Let me get up. You hear how fucking sick I sound? Oh, fuck, that felt good. Yeah, that felt real good. How are you guys, dude? Oh, my ex-girlfriend pops into to my stream for the first time last night. She's so sweet, dude. She's the sweetest girl. She's cracking me up too. I think she had kind of like a, I think she might have had like a drinking problem. Like, she was telling me how like she's 2 weeks into being sober. Like, you have to count the weeks. Like, how bad was it? You know what I mean? Like, that was never the case when we were together. And we were together like maybe 6 months ago. Less than that. 5 months ago? I don't really remember. But it was less than a year ago. I guess she kind of developed like a little habit. Which is so unfortunate. But yeah, so happy for her. She's doing that. And then she didn't sub to me on my Twitch. Fuck's that about? Hey, then I'm playing with my friend Kayleen. Sub to her. What's the fuss about? I actually might be genuinely mad about that. Oh my god, dude. Kayleen's fucking killing it, dude. Dude, I started off with like, I mean, really, realistically, I've only made 40 followers in the past month. Like, since I started streaming, which was like November, like the very, very end of November. So, December. January 14th. Oh fuck, what was it again? 15th or 14th? 15th. So, a month and a half, I've only gained like 40, 50 followers. Think she's. Dude, I'm disgusting. Am I a fucking gross person? Anyways. So yeah, like maybe if 40, 50 people, she's gotten like 70, 80. During the same amount of time, because we started at the same time. You know what I mean? Or like we picked it back up at the same time. Yeah, but no, she's killing it, dude. Proud of that girl. Dude, she's fucking hilarious last night. No, maybe I shouldn't say anything. It was anything. It was just funny. She got spooked. But yeah. Fucking. Oh, my fucking tummy. But yeah. Oh, yeah. I was talking about career stuff and I brought up Twitch, which is like, should not even be in my fucking head. Like, I should not be like, Twitch is a career. But the thing is with it is it's something I really enjoy doing, and give it 3 years and I'm going to be able I'd be able to sustain myself if I kept consistent. You know what I mean? 3 years, 3 years of playing video games, and then now you're able to and I'm saying 3 years because like I think it's realistic. I think 3 years is pretty realistic to the point where you're making a good amount of money. You know what I mean? And not like a good amount of money, like as if you were to have like a fucking tech job and oh, just like on fucking Valorine. I'm just saying like a cool 800 a month. You know what I mean? Maybe even more than that. If you blow up, if you really blow up and you network well, you could be at, 1,000 viewers in 2 years. You know what I mean? Like that's crazy. I mean, you could be there, and you gotta be entertaining. But I think I'm pretty entertaining, like stream wise. So, I don't know. But like, it's just an option. And like, I mean, here's my real problem, is that I kind of lack motivation to do all this stuff because of inheritance money, and like, I'm just like, I'm gonna get so much money, like, most likely I'm gonna give it to a guy, and he'll flip it to something even better. You know what I mean? Maybe that's the reason. Maybe also the reason is that I think I just might be, like, I'm not afraid of failure when it comes to trying new things career-wise. But, like, dude, I'm just fucking lazy. I need to better myself. I really do. That's one of the New Year resolution. How arbitrary is that? How disgusting. How come we don't do fucking birthday revolutions? I mean, resolutions. Like that makes so much more sense to do birthday resolutions. Like I get that like universally we need a party night. Like universally as a planet and as a species. Just stay farting. As like a planet and as a species, like it makes sense for us to be like, all right, let's let this fucking just kind of lose it. You know what I mean? I think it's healthy. But yeah, whatever, dude. That's all I'm trying to say, dude. Oh, fuck, I got a headache still. I didn't take anything for my headache last night. I mean, that's the brain tumor, you know what I mean? Just pressing up against my fucking brain, squeezing it. Not enough room, you know? Weird that cancer's a thing, man. Weird that cancer's a fucking thing, man. Yeah. My brother's in the shower right now. I got work today, 1:30. My manager's probably like, Darren, I'll start work at come early 1 hour. He'll probably say some shit like that, and then I'll just pretend to ignore the text and come in at the right fucking time. Cause fuck all that fucking noise, dude. You know what I mean? I think I'm supposed to be getting a call. No, it's Martin Luther King Day, huh? Tomorrow I'm supposed to be getting that call. Maybe I'll talk about it later if I remember. But yeah, right now my brother's in the shower. My brother's so fucking funny, dude. By the way, oh my God, my brother's so sweet, dude. Like he's like a big sweetheart, and that's what every it's literally what every girl wants. Is just a big guy that's also a sweetheart. You know what I mean? And he's that. He's just a big sweetheart. However, like he'll go take a shower at like 1 a.m. Hey, dude, you jerking off. Hey, we all get it. Hey, you take 3 showers a day, jerk off in your room. You're wasting the hot water. You know what I mean? I just think it's, I mean, I think it's just a little redundant. Or not redundant, just, it's annoying, dude. I mean, it is redundant, technically speaking, but. Whatever. But yeah. We were talking about Twitch. So yeah, just two. I mean, if you think about it, just 2 years, 3 years. I say 3 years because for sure in 3 years, if you're consistent and you're entertaining and you can network like I can network, then you have a career. And like 2 years, I think best case scenario for 2 years is like you're making like 800 a month, like a part-time job almost, maybe a little bit more than a part-time job. And then by the end of that, the next year, you're probably making, you know, 1,200 a month. You know what I mean? Like 1,200 in your pocket. So I mean that's just that's just I think that's just an exciting thing. You know what I mean? I mean, especially if you are like if you're a good streamer, and then like 3 years down the line, you're probably gonna get sponsorship deals and things like that. You know, and you can get sponsorship deals even before you hit that point. Like I was just in this girl stream I talked to a while ago. Like her name's like rare underscore violet or rare violet underscore, I remember. She seems like a nice girl. She's got like I want to say 5,000 followers. She's been streaming for maybe like a year or so, maybe a little bit more than that. And she's got sponsorship deals, and she's making money streaming every month from sponsorship deals and sub points and donos. You know what I mean? She's got 15 concurrent viewers always in her stream. 10, not 20, never hits 20, like maybe 10 to 15. Actually, like 5 to 15, you know? But she's making money off of sponsorship deals. Well, maybe I'm justifying this to myself, but it's a poss and I think it's a possibility. I think that it's a strong possibility that dude, I think it's a strong possibility that I can that that's a career path for me. And like, why wouldn't it be? You know? Like the generations past, our parents, if they heard that you want to play video games for a living, they flip shit, dude. You know what I mean? Some parents are cool about it. Some parents are a little bit more hip, but my mom's not. I mean, dude, I love my mother. But she ain't hip. You know what I mean? Love, but I hip. But yeah, I kind of told her, I kind of mentioned that, like, I got four plans. My four plans are, like, the main one, it's kind of tied, but it's either psychologist or psychiatrist or real estate. I lean way more towards psychologists because it's something that, number one, I really enjoy. I think people are beyond interesting, and I think that people that don't think that people are interesting, the fuck yourself, dude, because you're not. You're. It's like people that are like look up into space and they don't see anything. Like, hey, dude, that's vast nothingness forever. You know what I mean? Like, go take, just look at it for a sec. You know what I mean? Say, and it's black. It's black with a star. It's black with a white dot. No, dude. That star is, hundreds of thousands of times our planet size. You know how big the fucking Earth is? Fucking massive. But just, like, you have, it's just, you gotta see past just, like, exterior, or like, surface area emotion. Like, there's something going on in everybody's head, and like talking to those people is just so fucking dude. Oh my God. And like, the people will tell you stuff. I told something to someone recently that I've only told, like, maybe like once before. And I guess I'm a little bit worried about, like, being judged by it. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know. I know why I did it, but whatever. Like, I want to make people feel that uncomfortable. You know what I mean? No, not really. I don't know. I don't know. I just, like, fucking. But, like, people tell me shit all the time, but I'm not even a fucking. Like, I'm just me. And I find it interesting, and I love it, and I love to hear it, and like, I can make a career out of it. What the fuck? Easy peasy. My thing is, like, a therapist, like, how many patients does a fucking therapist have, dude? Like, probably so fucking many. You know what I mean? Like, and then how do you. And then it's for me right now, the way I think about it, it'd be so overwhelming. So I would just have to make notes all the time. Like, but I guess that's what they do. But like, dude, you just, like, you keep, like, you have, like, let's say you have like 10 whole patients. Each patient has, like, is complex in itself. Like, you got fucking Mary, who's been, raped 400 times or something like that, and then she, like, wants to kill herself, so she went to go see a therapist. Or you got, like, fucking Jerry, and, like, he's worried that he's gonna kill small animals, and like, you have all this stuff. But then, you also have, I mean, of course you have, like, fucking Jane, and she's, like, a fucking normal bitch. She's just kind of over emotional or something. But yeah, I think it'd be crazy overwhelming, because, like, you can't just, like, I mean, I guess maybe shitty therapists would do this, but, like, you can't just fucking be and then just, like, ask some stupid basic questions and then prescribe a fucking medication. Like, for me, like, people are such a huge passion for me, so, like, I'm getting in there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going deep. I want to go deep into their psyche and approach their emotional problems logically. How cool would that be? I'd love that. But yeah. So like that, I mean, that kind of stuff just, it interests me. I love it, dude. And like all my friends know that I love that shit, dude. Like all my friends know that I love it, dude. Anyone that's talked to me for like personally, like outside of like work or like, I don't know, school or whatever, like they know. Stay farting. Why is there so much air inside me? Yeah, they know. And I know. And so that's why that's like one of the main things. Next thing is like real estate. And it just fits. Real estate just fits. I sell, I can sell. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure I could just fucking sell like anything. Given enough information about the person that I'm selling it to, and then on top of that, like the information on like the thing that I'm selling, the property that I'm selling, it'd be so. It's just that's just like it's an easy thing. Like with going to school for psychology, I'm going to school. You know what I mean? I'm doing a 4 year, or I'm doing even more than that. Getting a PhD, you know, becoming a doctor. And doing this, like going all the way. I guess the problem with getting a PhD, it's like maybe I'm just like fucking like later on I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to do it anymore. Which like doesn't mean that I won't find people interesting anymore, but like I'll just be like, don't want to do this as a career. That could happen. It would not surprise myself if that happened. So it's risky to go into that. Real estate, it's like a 3 month course. I get a prescription for Adderall and then just fucking knock it all out in like 30 minutes. And then I'm doing that as a career. That's the second thing. And the second thing, like I said, first thing. Psychology, long term career goal. Real estate, short term, could get it done real quick. Long term career goal, easy, it'd be easy. And then third would be an interpreter, learn a different language, and then fourth could be streaming. But I think that's a pretty good way to prioritize them. But dude, learning a new language seems so fucking hard. It's insane. Like my friend Kayleen, dude, she's oh dude, she's so sweet, dude, she's so great, she's really good. She's studying Japan, Nippon, 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 Nippa daru, Japanese, and she's talking about fucking like. I don't know why I thought this, but I was like, to be an interpreter, like, I don't need to really read. It's like, of course I need to fucking read, you idiot. It's not that I thought that I didn't have to be an interpreter, it's just that I just didn't think about it. But, like, the written language would be so fucking hard, like crazy fucking hard to like really like fully learn. Dude, it's just such a complicated alphabet, and you gotta know all of them. You know what I mean? You gotta know all of them, like these people that have been growing up their whole lives know them. You know what I mean? And only then can you become an interpreter or be eligible to become an interpreter. However, they make a lot of money. You know what I mean? They made a lot of money. They make like 80 grand to start. Oh, what? It'll sign me up, bro. You know? But if you do that, like, I mean, but that's the thing, you could do it on the side. That's like another thing that you could do while you're streaming for 3 years, like the 3 year plan. Learn a language for 3 years consistently, an hour or two a day, and then you'll be fluent in 3 years. You'll be fluent in 3 years. If you're practicing every day and you're being consistent with good practice, as in you're progressively learning, you get, you know, you can do it. But like, I mean, it's just starting it, you know what I mean? Like I've started learning languages like maybe two or three times now. Like I've learned the basics to like maybe four different languages. I mean, I forgot them all, but like I learned the basics at the time. Korean, I was able to write the whole Korean alphabet. I was kind of talking in Korean. And this was like literally fucking 6 months ago I was doing that. And then I fucking just went, gave up. I could probably go, Chima said that, Nyoja. I could be fucking talking Korean right now. At least, you know, basic stuff. I could be writing letters to pen pals and whatnot. If I just stayed consistent. But consistency is just so hard. I think it's hard for any human being. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's like one of my flaws too, is that I'm just, besides being an empty shell of a person, consistency is right up there as well. I'm just so bad consistently, like, or I'm so bad at being consistent. It's difficult. It's difficult for me. And maybe it's just because of the way my mind works. Like, I always just want to do the next thing. I always say that I grew out of ADD, but it probably lingers. And that's probably what it is. I don't know why, but I could hear Gina go, yeah, that's definitely what it is. I don't know why I heard her say that. God, I fucking love Gina, dude. I hate love Gina so much. She's just so smart. I just want to be, I just, honestly, it's all jealousy, dude. I want to be where she's at when I'm 27, you know? Just knowledgeable and just the most fucking obscure shit. She's like a female Joe Rogan. And I mean that in like the data bank, her data bank is very massive. Like you watch like Joe Rogan podcast, and like Gina's a friend of mine, by the way. You watch Joe Rogan podcast, and he just starts fucking throwing out weird facts about weird, obscure like topics and stuff like that. And then, like, I mean, fucking Gene just went on this tangent about how to make bread. Like, how the fuck you know how to make bread? You live in New Jersey. You live in a fucking apartment building. What the fuck are you talking about? Amen. But yeah. That's funny. But yeah. Like I want to have that. I would love to have that knowledge, the knowledge bank, in my head. Open the vault. Let me see what I could find on the topic. You know what I mean? I don't remember what we were talking about. Talking about the fucking. I don't know. We were talking about fucking poop and pee at the same time. Just going poop and pee. Have you ever tried to poop and pee at the same time? I think it's impossible. I think I've tried it multiple times. Like, you can't poop and pee at the same time. It doesn't let you. It doesn't let you. The game doesn't let you for whatever reason. Man. That's pretty funny. Okay. We're 20 away from hitting the 40-minute mark. Wonder how far this will go. I'm not gonna say. See, that's the thing. Like, I'm not gonna be consistent with this. I hate myself. But I won't. Because I know myself, you know. All right, this should be the last little interlude. Now should I wrap this up, mate? Oh God, dude. I'm telling you, these farts are coming in at Mach 5. Blown out my butthole. I need a new headset. I need to make a list of things that I want to buy. Like upcoming, like for the next like month and a half. I think new headset, hard drive. I think it goes like this. Headset, hard drive, graphics card, Vive Pro. I think that's how it goes. Also, when Lila came in my chat, she's like, "Hey, just buy the regular Vive, dude." She's like, "Buy the regular Vive, and then when the Vive Pro comes out, sell it on like fucking Craigslist, get the money from it, and then buy the Pro." My problem with that is that I'm patient. I could just be patient about it too. You know what I mean? I don't need the Vive Pro. Like we're still. Like, what I want is to be a part of the future while it's starting. Because VR is, there's zero doubt in my mind. It's going to be so huge. And what I need to do too is when I do get a lot of money, I need to put it in the correct stocks when it comes to VR. I'll try to remind myself when that happens, but it's because. And then have those stocks for my family later on in the future when I'm old and dead, and the stock that hopefully I picked the right stock, I'm going to make millions. You know what I mean? Millions. Because VR, the future. Maybe if I remember, maybe next podcast I'll talk about VR, because I could talk about it for hours, I think. Because it's such a wonderful concept, dude. And it's so like. There's so many applications. Like, you could just fucking do anything, and it's amazing. And then we're starting to get into haptic suits and stuff like that, where you're feeling vibrations. You're feeling, heat and cold. And all this stuff while you're in the game, fucking kill myself. That's amazing, you know? Oh yeah, we were talking about just purchases. So yeah, I think those are my purchases. I think those are in good order. But yeah. And then after tomorrow, I'm fully paid off, zero debt anywhere. Except for my credit card. I still have credit card debt, but that could be knocked out in like in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Next paycheck, knock it out. Done. Knock it out. And then my car is also a little overdue, but I mean it's just one paycheck and then I'm done, you know. I'll check back then. Okay, I'll say that. I'll say it then. Then I'll be like, "Oh, okay, fuck. We're good now, bro. Now we're out of debt." Yeah. Cool, dude. Fun podcast. I didn't think I was gonna be able to talk today, but I guess I was able to. And for 45 minutes. I think this one was way more boring than the other one, but. You know, staying consistent, you know, maybe we'll have that. Who knows? Let's try to do that. I'm trying to stay consistent with streaming. Let's try to do that too. Okay, boys. That's it then. Thank you. Goodbye. I love you.